to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember Joseph, favored by his father, one of 12 boys, 11 of which were not too happy about Joseph's favored status. Add to that the revelation of Joseph to his brothers that he had had a dream where he ruled over them all, and his brothers were not pleased at all. You remember the story, parts of which we just read. The brothers decided to kill Joseph, well, all except Reuben, who pleaded for his life. At least initially, Reuben's brothers listened to Reuben, and Joseph was spared. But he was not spared his freedom. First thrown into a pit, and then later taken and sold to slave traders. Worse than that, Jacob, his father, who sat at home, was told that his dear beloved son had been killed by a wild animal. As Joseph thought dead, then descended down into Egypt. While he was there in prison, he was able to interpret two dreams of two of Pharaoh's former servants. Thankfully, one of those servants was restored to his post with the Pharaoh. And though at first he did not remember Joseph's wonderful interpretation, later on, when Pharaoh had a dream that none of those wise men could interpret, finally that servant remembered Joseph. So Joseph rose out of the pit and was brought to the Pharaoh. Joseph told Pharaoh that that dream he had had of seven plump cows and seven lean ones was a revelation about what would happen in Egypt in that whole region. There would be seven good years and then seven bad ones. And so on the seven good years, Joseph suggested that they should gather up one-fifth of all that was produced. Amazed at Joseph's gift and wisdom and that he had the Spirit of God, the Pharaoh set up Joseph not only over this project, but over all of his kingdom. Yet to Joseph's direction, for 7 years, the Egyptians stored up the bounty that was being produced. And then in the second 7 years, they ate of that bounty, even as nothing was being produced in the field. And it was not only them that were able to eat. It was also the entire region that came to Egypt to buy grain. And eventually, and probably we should say ironically, it was Jacob and those brothers that had sold him into slavery that were hungry. And so 10 of those brothers came down to buy stored grain. When it was finally revealed that Joseph was the one handing out the grain to his brothers, they were very fearful, knowing that the last thing they had done to Joseph was sold him to no good people. But Joseph forgave his brothers. And he reminded them that their evil actions had been used by God for good. Yes, indeed, his brothers were not only able then to eat of that grain they had come for, but for many years, Jacob and all Joseph's brothers were provided for in the land of Egypt. They lived in Egypt and lived a life of abundance. So I talk about Joseph in Advent. I have to admit that Joseph is not mentioned in very many Advent hymns. Well, not even one. And he's not mentioned in any of the normal Bible readings assigned to this season either. So why talk of Joseph this night in Advent? Well, because Joseph's life is a wonderful picture, and a detailed one at that, of the one who is coming. You see, his life gives us a unique reminder of the one for whom we wait in this Advent season. Well, this isn't to decrease the importance that Joseph had in his day and the way many people were fed through the wisdom given to him by the Holy Spirit, but rather it is to increase our appreciation of God's great plans, where one event foreshadows another, and one person many, many years before can give us a picture of someone who is not to come for some time. Yes, Joseph was of great importance in his day, so much so that many called him the Prince of Egypt. but he is important in our day as well, as we gather tonight in anticipation of the one who is to come. For Joseph is a picture of that coming one. But you see, the coming one is also favored by his father. He is rejected by his own brother. He's handed over to perdition by those brothers. He's thought by all to be dead. And yet suddenly he rises back to power. Yes, that coming one will rise and will take over an entire kingdom. And those that have sinned against the coming one will be forgiven. And more than forgiven, they will be saved. Yes, through this coming one, they will be blessed to live an abundant life. You see, Joseph's life was not only his own, but it was also a life lived out as a prophecy about the Messiah who would come. Yes, the one who is to come will be mistreated. He will be thought dead by all, but he will rise back. And when he does, he will save many people. Yes, that is what the life of Joseph teaches us. That is what the one who we await in this Advent season will be like. He will turn humanity's great evil into the greatest good ever. And we thank God this night for that truth. Amen.